And now, the Sleepwalk Worldwide Podcast. Here are your hosts, Brandon Staten and Tyler Hansbro.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sleepwalk Worldwide Podcast. This is Sleep Dog with the Big Hawk.
What's up, everybody? It's the Big Hawk. Excited about doing this podcast with my guy, Sleep Dog. A lot of things we're going to cover. You know, football's right around the corner, and it's always a sign that fall's here. And I'm excited about this, Sleep. I'm pretty pumped up.
Damn sure don't feel like fall. And actually, there's only one thing we're going to cover. Well, actually, there's two things we're going to cover. First, we're going to cover this is our special edition, first ever, first hot off the press, Fantasy Sleepwalk Worldwide Fantasy Football Preview. I mean, we're going to break it down, okay? You want to win your league? Listen to what we're about to say. Do the opposite, but listen to what we're going to say, and then, you know, you'll have an idea of what not to do. We got Sleep Dog coming to you here from Raleigh. We got Big Hawk over there, him and R2-D2 coming at you if you're watching us. That microphone, dude, looks like a little robot rolling around. So we're gonna jump right into it, man. So here's our format, all right? The problem with fantasy football is that everybody's got all their own nuanced rules, and they've created a monster with this shit. Everybody takes it way too seriously instead of just sticking to the basics. Okay, look, guys, this shit ain't for real. All right, you are not smarter than anybody else. If you win your league, it's because you got lucky. Okay, it's not because you got any sort of knowledge that somebody else doesn't have. So we're gonna keep it simple in our breakdown, dude. We are not going to the depths of, you know, the earth's core to try to figure out who the hell you should draft in the 11th round with the 7th pick, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to keep it simple. We're going to go down the list of positions, and we're going to give you 3 very, very expert categories for each position. We're going to give you the MVP, okay? We'll tell you why and what we define that as. We're going to give you sleeper, maybe 1 or 2, 3, 5, I don't know. And then we're going to tell you who not to draft at every single position, okay? We're going to run through this, and by the time you're done, you can go, I don't know how many weeks is in your season, because that's another thing. It's however many weeks, it all depends. Oh, we can't start this week because of playoffs. Now there's 17 weeks in the regulars. When are we going to have our championship? I don't know. But this is your path to be undefeated right here. So you need to listen to this shit and listen closely, okay? So quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex, defense, kicker. Okay, we're not getting into 2 running backs. We're not getting into whether you're 2 quarterback league. I don't give a shit if you're PPR. We're just talking players here, guys, all right? Good players are going to win championships in any sport, including the ones that are pretend, like fantasy football. So let's jump right into it, man. Everybody wants to know, Big Hawk, we ought to start at kickers to make everybody listen to the whole thing. You know, that's what we ought to do. But we're not going to do that. We're going to start with quarterbacks, all right? Quarterback is definitely the most important position in football, right? Fantasy football is interesting, right? Because you got this contingency of people like, you going to draft a quarterback 1 overall? I don't know. You know, there's a replacement value in there. But, you know, quarterback on its own. This is not draft order, people, okay? Just the quarterback position, Big Hawk. Who's your MVP? Who's your sleeper? Who's on your do not draft?
First of all, I want to say something about quarterbacks. Everybody in here that places a high value on quarterbacks is an absolute idiot, period. There's no question about it. If you want to put a high value and a high tag on a quarterback in fantasy football, go ahead and punt your season away. It is the most overrated position in fantasy football. I don't care what anybody says. If you put me and Sleep in the quarterback position on an NFL team, we're going to get you points. You can get points from anybody. Yep. And, you know,
because I've run for my life. There's and a yard is 1/10 of a point.
Yeah, exactly. And
I can get 10 yards.
You tell me I can't get 1 yard at the 1 yard line in field goal and like in the, you know, goal you really line stance. I'll get it.
You're going to get it. Okay. I'm 260. I'm thinking, you're big. You probably could get it.
Now, put my head down.
I'll get a yard. Okay. But I ain't promising which direction that yard is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be towards my end zone or yours, but I'm going to get a yard. Hell, I'm going to get 15 if you let me run backwards. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So this is who I went with. And I think they're kind of flying under the radar. Now, I don't think they had as good of a rookie year as most people think. And I think a lot of people have a tendency to overlook Jacksonville because they've been so bad for so long. But I think Trevor Lawrence is going to turn the corner this year. And the reason why I put him as having a breakout year is because he's a guy who I think you can get a good value for in your draft and actually produce a lot of points. I think he's on the verge of being great. There's a reason he went number one overall. And I know these quarterbacks are just, you know, if you have any type of arm, you're going to get drafted in the first round. And also, I want to say, I really wanted to put Sam Howell in there. And I think Sam Howell has potential. It seems like Washington is trying to reload. They just got a new owner. Everyone's pumped up about the Commandos. And so, you know, I think Sam Howell could be, you know, a sleeper in there too. But when I put, you know, the next question, the do not draft quarterback position is Tua Tagovailoa. And the reason I say that is because this guy, when they ask him what he did in the offseason to improve his football game, you know what he said? He said he took jiu-jitsu. If that's not the dumbest answer I've heard in all of sport, you took jiu-jitsu, so you stopped playing your sport and you went to a whole different sport. And he said that he's going to learn how to take hits and falls. And to me, I'm just like, okay, well, did you put your pads on when you went to jiu-jitsu? Absolutely not. And for me, it wasn't like, you know, I read the routes or, you know, I worked on my coordination or, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff because I got knocked out two times in a row and had one of the worst concussions in NFL history and they continue to try and play me. It wasn't I was working on my health. Tua is a hit away from retirement, so that's why I put him on the do not draft. Hell, I would put him in a red flag. I would not have him on any of my teams. If I had 10 teams, he wouldn't make any of them. And so for my, let's see here, my MVP for the QB. Now, this one's tough because you're going to spend a lot of money for this guy, and he's got the rep, all right? He's got the talent, okay? He's just about as prima donna as they come. That's my guy, Aaron Rodgers. My guy, Aaron Rodgers, just he continues to throw frozen ropes across the field and pick apart defenses. That is my guy. And if he's available in the quarterback position, I'm going to take him every time. I love him.
Oh, man, dude. Guys, if you listen to this podcast, you know most of the time me and Big Hawk, we just fly in tandem. I mean, well, damn, he tells me to jump off a bridge, I'm going to do it. And if I tell him to jump off a bridge, he's like, yeah, man, I'll think about it just to make me feel good about it. Now, all right, so let me recap what you got here because we're going to disagree on this shit. So you've got Aaron Rodgers MVP, you've got your sleeper Sam Howell, Trevor Lawrence, and you've got do not draft Tua Tagovailoa.
100%.
Essentially. Okay. Well, I didn't have Tua and on anything. And but I disagree there because I think, you know, look, I understand your justification because the best ability is availability, especially in football. So I could see him not, but dude, I think he might be a candidate, man. I think he's good. So, but let me go in the same order. So MVP, we're gonna have some agreement there. Now remember, this is fantasy football, all right? Athletic quarterbacks are going to just run up the score for you if you can. Everybody knows that Pat Mahomes, if you can get him, is great. But like, you don't want to draft him number one overall, or maybe you do. We'll find out later. So I'm struggling in between Jalen Hurts, who I hate. I mean, I hate the Eagles, but I mean, dude, he's got weapons. He's on a good team. They got a good defense. Offense is gonna have the ball. He's gonna run. He's gonna pass. He's gonna pay. He'll probably catch a touchdown for the season's over, right? So, you know, he's gonna run up the score. But I am 100% with you. I got it. When push comes to shove, you know, Jalen Hurts is also a guy you're gonna have to get pretty high. So, in my eyes, it's like MVP, the most valuable player. The argument that doesn't usually hold in the actual sports does in fantasy, which is where do I get the most value, right? I'm not drafting Jalen Hurts one overall. I'm just thinking that he's that guy that when that first dude takes that leap and takes the quarterback, you might be able to get two or three more quarterbacks before somebody actually takes Hurts. I doubt it. But when push comes to shove, man, for me, I'm 100% with you. Except Trevor Lawrence is not a sleeper for me. He's an MVP for me. I think Trevor Lawrence is about to have an insane season. I think the Jags or a turnaround. I got some other Jags sprinkled into my other positions here that I'm going to break down. But I think Trevor Lawrence is a stud, and I think everybody's about to find out about it. Sleepers, okay? I think sleeper's Jordan Love. Everything we've seen of this guy, he's just been on it. And he's finally getting his opportunity, and his opportunity looks just a lot like A-Rod's opportunity did, which was you got to sit behind this dude that's great for a long time. And the dude just throws rockets. I mean, he's got such a strong arm. You know, it remains to be seen, of course. Like, he ain't got a lot around him, it doesn't seem like. But every time I've seen that dude take the field, he looks like he's got it under control. So I think he's a sleeper. And he's, you know, it's not like people don't know about him. Everybody's been waiting on it. So it just remains to be seen. And here's my interesting sleeper. It's Trey Lance. And I know you don't like Trey Lance and you don't like the 49ers. But I think Trey Lance, I've been reading a lot about him because I got a damn stud rookie card of this dude. So I got a vested interest. Is by all accounts, lighting it up in camp. But they've already anointed Brock Purdy as the starter. And Purdy looks like shit. And apparently Trey Lance is just out there setting the world on fire. Dude, I'm watching highlights. This dude's throwing just balls on the numbers, okay? So he's a guy. You get him, like, last pick. He's your backup QB. All of a sudden, you know, Purdy goes out and throws four INTs 2 weeks in a row, insert Trey Lance, and you're back to a poor man's Jalen Hurts. So do not sleep on just stashing Trey Lance, all right? Do not draft. Do not, no matter what you do, draft Aaron Rodgers. Are you crazy? This is the Jets here, dude. All right, this guy ain't playing for the damn Packers anymore. He's got a bunch of rookies everywhere. This is the Jets. At the end of the day, it's the Jets. I love Aaron Rodgers. But fantasy-wise, ain't no way. I would touch him with a 10-foot pole, dude.
The Jets are a contender.
No way.
The Jets are a contender to win the Super Bowl. Period. They're one.
Everybody's a contender right now.
But hey, they're a couple. I mean, if they get an offensive line, it's done. Yeah, it's done. I'm telling you that. They've got weapons. They've got receivers. They didn't have that bad of a year last year, by the way. I mean, they weren't that far away from the playoffs, I don't think. I think the Jets could do it. I we'll see. I mean, the thing about the whole Trey Lance is Brock Purdy, he's going to get his opportunity. I mean, they all say, hey, he looks great in camp. He looks great in camp. Hell, I would be saying he looks great in camp. I want to trade his ass because we got Brock Purdy in there.
But
QB.
See, that's what I'm saying. Get it's rid not of the his Niners ass. Saying that. It's everybody else. The Niners are like, dude, he might be QB3. And everybody says, I don't understand what the Niners see because everybody in the media is watching this dude and he's clearly better than everybody else. Now, I ain't been there. I ain't seen him. I don't know shit about football. But I watched the highlights and it's like, dude, that's a pretty good pass.
I tell you this, Sleep Dog. San Francisco, contenders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're contenders. And I called it last year. I thought they were going to win the whole thing. I thought they were going to win the whole thing.
They would have if Trey Lance hadn't got hurt.
How about that? He had his opportunity. He wasn't doing too good. I mean,
dude, he played one game in a monsoon in the fourth snap of his second game and broke his leg.
Hey, you know what? He didn't look good. I don't like, you know what? I don't care. You can get frapped and turd. It still smells like shit. All right. Well, hey, listen.
I love it. Cause I do. I agree 100% on the 49ers. I think honestly, if I had to sit here right now, this ain't a Super Bowl prediction show, but dude, it's going to be tough to pick against the 49ers, man. They got offense, defense. They got guns everywhere.
I want to say this real quick since we're talking about teams. The one team I think is going to have a down year is the Bengals. And the reason I say that is because Burrow's hurt. He strained his calf. I tore my calf in China. And it took me about 2 months to fully heal. And that is, let me tell you, that's a serious injury. I can tell you from experience, he is not walking around. He is very uncomfortable, and he's not getting reps. I don't know if he signed the contract or they're in contract negotiations, but I think the Bengals are going to have a down year because of that. I understand they have Ja'Marr Chase, but I think with this injury, I think it puts their season in jeopardy.
That's actually an interesting call out because, you know, having had an injury as an athlete like that, I think a lot of average Joes like me don't realize. I mean, if it's your plant foot, that's going to hurt. If it's your push foot, that's probably going to hurt worse. So that's one of those things. And they're going to nurse that shit back to health, man.
And the thing about that is with a strained calf in a situation like that is you run the risk of overcompensating on your good leg and then injuring something else. People don't talk about that. Why would you sit somebody out if they think they could play? Well, they've got a lot invested in Burrow. And I think that with the strained calf, the calf has a tendency to give. And you would hate for him to tear an Achilles, because the Achilles injury puts you out for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a kiss of death to a lot of athletes. I think, you know, Kobe Bryant, when you look at his career after he tore his Achilles, he was never the same, even though he was aging. So if I'm the Bengals, I'm making sure Burrow is 100%. Yep. And has no lingering issues with this calf strain before he's taking snaps. I can't reinforce that enough, because I think eventually they will continue to be contenders with him as a quarterback. What you don't want is for this injury to turn to something more serious and miss him for a significant portion going forward.
Sounds like Big Hawk doesn't want you to draft Joe Burrow either. But
I'm
those
not
are
big
all,
on him either.
All good feedback. They got a lot of good weapons there, but I can't say I disagree with that call there. Let's move on to running backs. Okay. This is probably the biggest juxtaposition between real life and fake life, fantasy life, that there could possibly be. Cause running backs they're an enigma in both situations, right? I mean, you get a stud and it's hard to lose. I mean, you pop like, I mean, you go back through the pantheon of fantasy football. If you got Adrian Peterson and didn't win a championship, something's wrong. If you had Chris Johnson back in the day, Sean Alexander, like, I don't know, all kinds of dudes. Names are escaping me, of course, right now, obviously. Todd Gurley, right? Trying to think of that dude that Jamal Anderson, a couple guys the Falcons had. I mean, just guys that were – Steven Jackson. That's what I'm trying to think of. Like, there's some guys that were – for one, two seasons were incredible. And then LaDainian Tomlinson, dude, I remember he was like 3, 4, beast. 5 years. You had him. You could forget it, man. You ain't
Marshawn
that,
Lynch.
Marshawn, right?
Beast.
Won a championship with Marshawn. But now it's a little different, right? Offenses are different, more pass heavy, right? We've got all this shit going on, running backs in real life. I'll start this time since you went last time on a key position. In my opinion, again, most valuable meaning – that we'll get to one of the last questions we'll ask is who we drafted and if you got the first pick overall. And that's not always the same as maybe who we got listed as, in my opinion, most valuable player. My most valuable running back is Nick Chubb, okay? You've got Kareem Hunt's out of there. Nick Chubb is an absolute, like, workhorse, okay? So he is still, like, there's no restrictions on him anymore. He's the guy that's a three-down back, and he's going to play. He's going to get 300 carries. So he's the guy. He's going to get the ball at the goal line. He's all this bullshit that sometimes happens with running backs and the dual threat backfields and all this sort of stuff. Like, that dude's going to play, and that dude's going to – he's averaging like 5 yards a carry his whole career. So he is your quintessential running back that, like, pretty sure bet that if you wind up with him at running back, like, you're just going to get a steady stream of points. So that's my MVP. My sleepers, and these are good. Okay, these are real good. My sleepers, Javonte. Everybody's forgetting about damn Javonte. And apparently you got damn Sean Payton now. And I hate Russell Wilson as much as the next guy. But, I mean, he's done pretty well over a period of time. So you got to figure with that weapon back in the backfield, Javonte's due for a bounce back after being injured. And Raheem Mostert, he was with the 49ers. I think he's a great quarterback. He's just crowded back there, and of course they brought McCaffrey in, and I don't care, Walter Payton ain't gonna play right now behind McCaffrey, but Raheem Mostert's in Miami. So to your point, right, they got weapons. They got Tyreek Hill, they got Waddle, they got Gesicki, I think, is their tight end, so they got some offensive weapons, and Mostert can catch the Mostert, however the hell you say it, he can catch the ball and run the ball out of the backfield. I think he's gonna be a candidate for a good solid RB2 maybe. Do not draft Jonathan Taylor. Don't get lured in by that shit, man. That guy was incredible for a year or two. What did I just say? How many running backs have we seen that were otherworldly for a season, two seasons, what have you, and then all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. Well, that's Jonathan Taylor. He got his contract, and that's it, man. And I like Jonathan Taylor, but I ain't touching the Colts. I ain't touching Jonathan Taylor, and that's it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I don't mind though, sleep. I'm with you. Listen, I ain't touching a running back after a couple good years. And Jonathan Taylor was down for a significant part last year as well. I mean, the body takes a beating. So I'll start out my breakouts. Listen, my breakouts, so I have two. I have Javonte Williams. I think that's a great call, Sleep. I think you said it. He set out last year with an ACL. He has significant time to recover. I do think Sean Payton's going to really help the Broncos. And I'm not the highest on Russell Wilson. I haven't always been the highest on Russell Wilson. I thought the defense won a lot of those championships for the Seahawks, to be quite honest. But I think he's a real deal. And I would be hesitant to let Russell throw the ball after watching him play QB last year. So I'd be handing that thing off a lot. And here's my another guy is Tony Pollard. And I know everyone said, man, this guy kind of went out last year. It's a breakout. No, what we're going to do is we're going to sit Ezekiel Elliott, make Tony Pollard the number one running back the whole year. I don't care. Like this guy can catch and get out of the backfield much better, much more mobile than Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, this guy, you talk about somebody who might be on their last leg. Ezekiel Elliott, I think he's aging not like wine. So we'll see. And let me see here. So my do not draft is Saquon Barkley. And the reason I said that is because this guy thought about sitting out the whole year. You know, he got Daniel Jones as a QB. They just paid him a lot. So I think they're going to be throwing a lot. I'm just not as high on Saquon. And I understand he's been through some injuries. I think this whole contract negotiations and all this stuff's going to weigh on. And I'm not big on the Giants. I thought they had like a I thought they caught some luck last year for what they did. And then my MVP goes to a guy who I have on my team and the most talented offensive player to ever play in the NFL. Don't even think about it's not Pat Holmes, guys. It's Christian McCaffrey. This guy was actually throwing touchdowns, running touchdowns, catching touchdowns. You name it. I mean, this guy, you put him on any position in offense. This guy could be an offensive tackle as well. I mean, this guy does it all. He's the best player in the NFL, Christian McCaffrey, who I have for my MVP and also on my team. I got him for a pretty good deal as well.
Wide receivers. We got a few positions left to go. Wide receivers is an interesting one, man. You can win leagues with wide receivers. Who is your MVP, your sleeper, you do not draft in the wide receiver position? Big Hawk.
Wide receivers, probably the most valuable position. Everybody's got to play him. Is a tight end a wide receiver? Yes. You know, that might be, you know, there's a reason. Tight ends, some leagues score tight ends. They give them extra points for catches. The TJ Hakamusuma guy for the Detroit Lions won me my fantasy league last year. Big fan of him.
Hushmanzama.
Underrated. Yeah, Hukumazama. And
or Hawkinson.
Hawkinson.
There it is.
Yeah. But love that guy. But you know what? He didn't make any of my list. Listen, the breakout tight end is playing for the Tennessee Titans right now. And he's got a hell of a name on him, Sleep.
Okay.
His name is Chai Gozum Okanuko.
Okay. And he's a tight end.
I sure hope so. Because when he was on the field, this is his second year, had a hard time making the field as a rookie. But Listen, when he was on the field, he took 31% of the targets when he was on the field. This guy is just going to get every ball thrown at him when he does play. And so if you're in a, you know, points per possession league, get him. They say a comparison for him would be Jordan Reed. You guys remember Jordan Reed?
I remember Jordan Reed.
You're a Commandos fan.
So he'll be hurt pretty soon.
He'll have a great three games and sit out the rest of the year. Period. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. And so my MVP goes to Travis Kelce. This guy is just the greatest tight end to ever play besides Rob Gronkowski. And, you know, I don't think he's going to slow it down. He's got arguably the greatest quarterback, not named Tom Brady, to ever play the game. And do not draft. This guy is sitting on my fantasy bench right now, Zach Ertz. Okay. This guy is hurt right now, and he's getting ancient. He's a dinosaur. I just don't see. And also, let's not act like Kyle Murray, he's the one guy, is going to just be slinging the ball at all the receivers. This guy's more of a run first. They had to give him a contract, and when they did, they put a clause in. He's got to actually watch film and study players. So, you know, I don't really like that one. So those are my three. That's what I went with.
So we started at wide receiver, went tight end. So we'll skip wide receivers and we'll come back.
Did
to
I do
those.
Tight end?
Yeah. So we'll do tight ends first, Big Hawk. You got into this thing about how they're receivers too, and it was like a tight end two movement.
Wow.
And so we really, you know, elevated them to where they're supposed to be, and we're gonna skip wide receivers and we'll come back to them because they're fun to talk about too.
Wow.
Tight end. I'm with you. MVP, Travis Kelce. I mean, that's your just rubber stamp. You can't argue it. Like, he's the Gronk. He's, was Tony Gonzalez. Those are the two guys. And Antonio Gates. I mean, he's on that level fantasy-wise. You draft those guys. If you wind up with them on your team, the trick is, when do you draft them, right? The trick is, and tight end, you know, they can play the flex, which I think is kind of where you were headed with the wide receiver thing. So, in my opinion, this is one of the most important positions to draft because you kind of have to get it right, because having a good tight end, there aren't many replacements and you are, you know, there aren't any alternatives. So there's only a very select group of guys. So, you know, the guy that usually pulls the trigger is like, you know, he either gets it just at the right time or he's too early. You're never too late to draft, you know, Kelce, depending on who else is available. But here are my two sleepers in case some dude, you know, just jumps in before you do. Gerald Everett, the Chargers, because he's got Justin Herbert throwing him the ball, and they got a good offense. And I think he's number one now. I think he was sharing some time, I think, with maybe Hunter Henry or Austin Hooper, somebody like that, for a year or so. And I think he's the guy now. And, man, he's a big athletic dude. I've had him on my watch list last year, had him on my team, didn't really pan out. But I think he could be poised to break out. And here's another one that I think is interesting that, again, I was high on last year, didn't really produce as much as I wanted to, but it's Pat Freiermuth in Philly, Pittsburgh. Because they got a rookie quarterback who's going to start. I mean, Kenny Pickett is the guy. And I feel like a lot of times when you have a young quarterback, a tight end is a safe space for a young quarterback. And he's an athletic, big dude. If this guy, like, if you were in a room of 10,000 people and you said, hey, who's the tight end? You just look at this guy and be like, duh, right? So I think he's going to have a good season. They got Najee Harris. They've cleaned up some of it. They don't have Chase Claypool anymore, and I think they got rid of Claypool's gone, so yeah, got a couple other receivers in there. Anyway, I think he's going to be more involved. Do not draft Darren Waller. Okay, this guy was the big dude out of Oakland. Now he's with the Giants. Okay, guy is a freak athlete. I just ain't sold on a Daniel Jones. All right, and I don't think the Giants pretty good team, so I could be real wrong about that one. That's a bold take, I would imagine. He is up in among the top five or six on all the lists I've seen. I ain't touching him. Mm-hmm. I ain't reaching for him.
Interesting.
And he's one of those guys that, like, if you start seeing tight ends come off the board and he's there, you got to be like, damn, am I sure about this? And it's one of those situations where if you don't take him, he will blow up. And if you do take him, he will absolutely suck. So... I know you guys know those guys that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're sitting here looking at a dude, and you're like, damn, man, like, I don't like that guy's name. You know, I just don't like, I mean, I, you know, 2 years ago, all right, I just ain't sold on it. But you know what? I'm going with my gut. I'm gonna skip over, and the dude just blows up. Or the opposite happens, and you're like, all right, dude, I really don't want to do this, but shit, click. And then, bam, he's done. Guys, 400 yards this year. So that's where we're at on tight ends. I mean, we're pretty tight alignment. You know, it's a crapshoot after Kelce, if you ask me. So bouncing back up, wide receivers here. Here, I'll go first on this one to make sure we don't wind up talking about kickers.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got... MVP, my opinion, kind of the same deal now as Kelce. Justin Jefferson's best receiver in football. Best receiver in a long time. I think he is. You get Justin Jefferson, and you know you're going to get double-digit, probably 12-plus touchdowns, 1,600 yards. Dude's getting 10 catches a game. He is that offense. And Kirk Cousins will throw it like Kirk Cousins or not. I mean, those guys are a seasoned pair. They've played together. They know each other. And I think that's real important in the NFL. Sleepers. We talked about Trevor Lawrence earlier. Christian Kirk down in Jacksonville could have a big year. 1,000-plus touchdowns, yards and scoring touchdowns. He could be that kind of guy that goes for 1,100, 1,200 yards and, you know, 10 touchdowns and draft him 6th, 7th, 8th round. And Brandon Ayuk, that guy is super athletic, super talented. I think that they have a lot of weapons around. They got Kittle. They got Debo. They got McCaffrey. You know, whoever the hell the quarterback is going to have to throw to somebody. And these guys are going to throw the ball all day long. Because the biggest thing about San Francisco to me is they have such a great defense, is their offense is going to stay on the field a lot. So I think he's primed for a breakout. My do not draft. I'm going to give you three guys not to draft just because, I mean, to me, they're so obvious. Davante Adams. I ain't touching Davante Adams. I'm not touching DeAndre Hopkins. And Chris Olave. Olave or whatever out of New Orleans. I think he's a rookie or maybe he's a second year. Bro, I think Derek Carr is a starter in New Orleans. Like, no, I ain't touching him. And he's sort of like the heir apparent. I know Michael Thomas is still there, but people think he might have it. I ain't touching any of those guys. You shouldn't either.
All right, Sleep Dog. I agree with a lot of what you said. But I'll just say, for my breakout, who I'm going to have breaking out this year, I have Drake London for Atlanta. High draft pick last year, very athletic, versatile, wide receiver. I think he'll have a great year. But also, I have Garrett Wilson for the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, like we said, he's going to find him. He's going to get him the ball. This guy had a great year last year with an awful quarterback. So I think he'll improve this year with Aaron Rodgers. But the MVP for me, Tyreek Hill. This guy is one of the most diverse players in football. He could arguably be a running back as well. He's going to take a lot of kickoffs as well. Every year,
he'll be playing quarterback too, to hear you tell it. Well, Tua ain't going to last long.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. They're going to find Tyreek Hill, and they'll figure out how to get him the ball as well.
I agree.
But do not draft his Cooper Kupp. And the reason I said that is because you're going to spend a lot of money getting him because of the name and what he's done in the past. But he's had a few injuries. I know he's been injured all year. He was injured at the end of last year, spent a significant time rehabbing. And also, the Rams are in a little bit of a rebuild, and it's going to be interesting to see what they have, what they're going to do with their squad. I know they'll be facing a lot of double coverage. So I wouldn't spend a lot of money on him. I think it is going to be a down year. So those are my three picks, Sleep.
Love them. Love them. Love them. Bold take there on Cooper Kupp. I like that because he's a guy that I think a lot of people are going to go in on. And this is a good segue to the flex. So we got flex defense kickers. We're going to cruise through the defense and the kickers. We'll probably spend a little time on the flex position. And this is the best way I can describe how we approach this was all those, should I put this guy in at running back or wide receiver or tight end? Like, this is sort of the honorable mention of our analysis is where a few guys that maybe didn't fit up into the upper echelon, but we wanted to give some consideration should go. So for me, in the flex, MVP, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think that guy is legit. I mean, realistically, I think that dude's going to be a lot of people's wide receiver one. I think he's got the potential to be a all-pro player. Dude works hard. I just love that guy. So he's my guy, my sort of flex MVP. What you said about Garrett Wilson, I got him as a sleeper. Probably not even fair to have him as a sleeper anymore. I mean, I'm high on that guy too. Even though I said don't draft Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking don't draft Aaron Rodgers in the sense that you think Aaron Rodgers is going to win MVP this year. That's my take. I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to completely stink it up, and I think you're exactly right that with him throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson, could go one of two ways, man. Like, he could, you know, people study up on him, got some film, you know, but he's going up in training camp. You know, we see it on Hard Knocks against Sauce Gardner, and those guys are, you know, I think those guys are great for each other. So I'm with you on that. I think Kenneth Walker, the third running back out of Seattle, is a great sleeper candidate. And I expect big things out of Travis Etienne from Jacksonville too. So, you know, those are my sort of, hey, man, take a flyer on these dudes. And you're probably going to have to do that kind of high with all of them, to be honest with you. And then do not draft Alvin Kamara. I mean, I just don't think, I mean, I think we have a, that's only my second Jet or Saint so far, but you know, not only is he, I don't know, did he get suspended or he's about to, but I just think even if he didn't, man, he's been underwhelming the last couple of years, and he plays into this consistent thing theme of running backs. It just ain't that good anymore.
Yeah. So the flex for me is just kind of those people that would you start, maybe have a breakout. For me, I usually do like to put a tight end in there. So I would say TJ Hockenson for Detroit. I think he's going to, you know, he's one of those tight ends that can go off. He's going to get you some points, pretty consistent. But also I put Najee Harris in there for Pittsburgh. I think they're going to be handing the ball off to him a lot, especially with the young quarterback back there. But as far as, you know, it's do not God, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry.
You just don't want to draft somebody that's going to suck. And this could be anybody. Like, who's the most overrated player? This is your shot to just say, hey, dude, this guy's going to be overrated as hell. Like Ezekiel Elliott?
Ezekiel Elliott sucks, period. But also, I'm going to say Mark Andrews for Baltimore, tight end, had a big year last year, put up some big numbers. I think Baltimore went out, got some receivers. I don't think they're going to be targeting him as much. Also, Lamar Jackson wasn't around for a lot of games. So they had Tyler Hunter in there, who, you know, he wasn't the best passer. So, like you said, the tight ends are a safe space. I would kind of leave him off because I think for value, you're going to pay a lot for him because of what he did last year based off of that. But also, I would say do not draft or do not even mess around with Ezekiel Elliott. I do not see him having a good year.
Also, I agree with you on Pollard, dude. They're dying to get that guy the ball.
Uh-huh. So there
couldn't
you go.
Couldn't agree more. Let's speedball it through. We'll go to defense. I mean, I actually defense is one of those things where there's conventional wisdom. I don't ever draft a defense till the last pick. I mean, I'd rather have a good kicker because defense is a matchup based thing. And honestly, this is one of the most annoying parts, in my opinion, fantasy football. It's the luckiest shit you could possibly get. Team gets drugged 42-40 and they score 3 defensive touchdowns and they lost. They gave up a million points and somehow still score 42 against you. That's just how it seems to work against me. I hate the Cowboys. Commanders fan, I hate them. But Dallas has pretty strong defense. They're my MVP. I think they're a good value. You're not going to, you know, people are going to draft the 49ers. They're going to draft Baltimore. They're going to draft the Steelers. They're going to draft all these sort of like perennial, you know, teams. And I think Dallas has got, you know, Michael Parsons and some of those guys on the edge. Like, I think they're great defense and are going to score some touchdowns and create some turnovers. And that's what you're looking for in a fantasy defense. My sleeper is Washington because they got a great, strong front seven. They're a sleeper because they don't tend to give up a lot of points. And all they really need to do is kind of turn the corner and maybe create some turnovers and maybe score some points every now and then. And who knows? So I think they're right in the lower middle of a lot of the charts, and I think they could be up in the top middle. I'm not saying these guys are going to be the hogs or anything from the 80s, but somebody to watch. New culture, a lot of excitement. If the offense can put up some points and keep them off the field a little bit, there's your sleeper. Do not draft New England, New Orleans, or Tampa Bay. Period.
All right, Sleep. So I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. For I have MVP 49ers. 49ers, very solid physical team. Always bring the defense. But for my sleeper, I always have Patriots. Bill Belichick is one of the best defensive coaches to ever exist. And I think he's one of the greatest at it. I always think he's great at finding what teams do and scouting against them. So I always put the Patriots. I always hold them to a high value because of him. But the do not draft would be Kansas City. I always think Kansas City is going to get into a scoring contest. You got to score when you play KC. So I always know that their defense is never going to hold a team, in the low points. So those are my three.
Good take. Yeah, because Kansas City has a pretty good real defense. And it can be, you know, a challenge, given the fact that you damn defense going to the field all day because three plays, they go 88 yards for a touchdown on offense. So that's a good call. Kickers. God, this shit's boring. But damn if they don't score a lot of points, right? So it matters. This position matters, you know? And some people will tell you, you need to draft the guy. And I'm going to tell you that if you're going to make that jump, just draft Justin Tucker, dude. I mean, put this dude in. Where's the Hall of Fame? Canton? Yeah, I mean, duh. This guy's locked in. Doesn't miss. That's the big thing, dude. Like, this dude can kick it from 70 or 7. It's going through the uprights. It's a big deal when you're talking about kickers these days. When your extra points are 80 yards or whatever the hell they are now, like, you need a dude that doesn't fucking miss. I mean, they might not score 100 points a game, but if the dude is gets his opportunities and hits those field goals, you don't want to lose points in any position. And he helps you ensure you do that. I'm all in, I guess, on Jacksonville because Brandon McManus is the kicker in Jacksonville. I think their offense is a lot more higher power. Higher powered offense means higher power or more point totals in general, more opportunities for their kicker. And do not draft Greg Zuerlein, who is the Legatron from he's with the Jets now, too. I just feel like the Jets are a trap. You know, they're on Hard Knocks. They got Aaron Rodgers. They got all these young guys. I think I think they're a trap. He's outdoors now, so weather is different there in New York. I'd stay away. And I love, dude, I've had Zuerlein's been my guy for a lot. Hell, I picked him when he played for Dallas. Ain't doing it now.
Yeah, Sleep, listen. I think they should get rid of kickers in fantasy. I'm just not the biggest
Bayless take there.
Man.
Oh, in fantasy, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm with you there.
All right, so
it's stupid, but
yeah, it's still part of it. Listen, you want to value every point you can get. All right, that's what you do. You got to put the work in, find you a good kicker, and the best kicker is always Justin Tucker for the Ravens, MVP, no question. We agree. Do not draft Matt Gay for the Colts. I just can't take the Colts serious. I don't even know who their starting quarterback is. Jonathan Taylor's been hurt. They're going to be begging for points midseason. I don't think the kicker's going to get a lot of action because they're going to be so bad. The breakout is my guy, Younghoe Koo for Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to have just a – I think they're going to be an unbelievable contender this year. Joking. They're going to suck, but I think I really like Younghoe Koo. I really like his name. So I put him having a breakout, and hopefully he becomes the next Justin Tucker.
That's great, man. I actually think he's good. And that's the other thing, too, with kickers is sometimes, like, a bad team is a good kicker to have because they can't finish. You know, they get in the red zone and they can't score, so dude's going to go get you three. So, hey, man, there's a lot of ways I can go with this, but I ain't taking the bait, dude.
I almost put KC down there, but I realize, you know, they're going to be going for it a lot on fourth. When you have Pat Mahomes, Kelsey, and – you know, some of the weapons they do.
And Andy Reid, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, teams believe. But also, you know, when you don't have the best offensive players, coach is just like, fucking kick it. Let's see if we can't
get
lucky.
I ain't trying to get fired out here for going for it on fourth and six for my own 40. That's a good call. All right, so we'll get it out of here. We'll get out of here on this one. You got the number one overall pick. Okay. Who you taking?
Christian McCaffrey. I think he's the most versatile. Yeah. The only question I have, the only worry would be if he gets hurt. But Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, dude, scored a touchdown, caught a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, threw a touchdown in a single game last year. I mean, if he's healthy, and that's the thing. Here's the core tenet of fantasy football, guys. Don't overthink it. If you got the guy there and your first instinct is yes, then draft the guy. Right? Take the players. If you start to waffle, man, you're going to regret it. Just like a guy like McCaffrey, number one, like, don't get cute. You know, Big Hawk, Aaron Rodgers will be there later. Or if he's not, there's plenty of replacements. These other guys that you think, you know, Justin Jefferson would be kind of like my guy that I'd probably reach a little bit for. I have to blacklist all the guys in my fantasy league. I just thought of that, man. My damn fantasy league, these guys are going to be cheating by listening to all my, you know, A, they're going to take my advice and use it against me. And then they're already going to know what I'm doing. But you can't go wrong with McCaffrey, dude. That guy's a stud. And he's one of those guys that if he's healthy, he's one of those guys we talked about earlier that you're going to win the league because nobody can touch you. You're going to get away with two or three bad players in any given week when he goes off. So Yeah, man, there you have it. Fantasy football inaugural breakdown. I mean, it was not without its stops and starts here. It went probably a lot like my fantasy football season is going to go, which is not well. But you know where we stand. I mean, I think we brought up a lot of good points. So you got anything else, Big Hawk?
Stay safe.
Y'all stay safe.